We're going to rock a weekend. Right, James Timberlake?
We're going to try. That's all we can do.
We got a beautiful weekend coming our way. We got Bronc football tonight. James Timberlake will be behind the camera and running the production of our live stream tonight, starting at around 5:30 with the pregame show from Casper. And James will do the production tonight, and Shane Parker will have the call of the game. It'll be on live stream, sharedmedia.com, and on KWYO. We'll have that for you. Tomorrow, big day, beautiful day. Saturday, it's going to be a low 80-degree day. We got the motorcycle poker run to benefit our Christmas Wish program. Registration at 10, kickstands up at noon. My buddy's place, the place to go. And I want to thank, of course, Old Man G and Buddies RC, my buddy's place, for hosting, and the Christmas Wish. We can ride your bike or drive if you so desire. But Christmas Wish poker run tomorrow. Also tomorrow, James, Fill the Bus, First Federal Bank and Trust, Carroll Realty, Wyoming Corporate Office. We're going to be at Albertsons live 10 to 2 on the Coyote. And Tommy and Bell will have that for you tomorrow. We'll be filling the bus for the food group. Stop by Albertsons, okay? 10 to 2. We need food for the food group, okay? 10 to 2 tomorrow, Albertsons. Next week, it'll be at Ridley's. Don't forget, if you want to catch some rodeo action, beautiful weekend to do that. Pat Hamilton rodeo this weekend. A lot going on, man. Let's get rocking, right?
Busy.
Today.
Busy weekend.
Today. Linda Hamilton, actress, 68 today. Melissa Sue Anderson, actress, 63. Little House on the Prairie. Used to watch that growing up. Yeah. On this date, 1871, David Saylor, James. We need to thank him because he patented cement.
Ah.
Right?
How about that?
All the smooth pavement we have because of David Saylor in 1871. Good job, Dave. 1962, used to watch this growing up, James. Beverly Hillbillies, man.
Yeah, that was pre my time.
Yeah, Ellie Mae, Jed, the Clampets. Too funny. Beverly Hillbillies, 1962. Just makes me laugh when I think about it, because I think about some of those old reruns. They're great. 1969, the album Abbey Road by the Beatles was released on this date. It's Lumberjack Day.
Okay. I don't know. Are lumberjacks still a thing? Is that a common thing still?
Oh, yeah. There's.
I figured that was like largely mechanical now, but I don't. What do I know about trees? I work in radio, you know?
Somebody cuts them down, James. They're
That's
a lumberjack,
true.
Right?
Hey, you know what? If a tree falls in the woods, though, does anybody really know?
That's right. You know, if you're playing a song in the woods, does anybody really hear it?
Exactly.
I don't know. Better Breakfast Day. All right?
Sure.
Do that, man. Dumpling Day. I like dumplings.
Yeah, I like dumplings.
All right. Key lime pie. Sure.
Of course. Love key lime pie.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Hey, it's Johnny Appleseed Day.
Okay. Is that a per? That's a person.
That's a person.
That's the person that invented apple seeds.
So I'm gonna. You're gonna walk away better informed today, James, because that's the goal of our show, right? Learn something new every day. Johnny Appleseed's real name was John Chapman,
right?
Okay. He wore a tin pot on his head as a hat.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Go for it, man. He was known for being very kind to animals. All right.
That's good.
He was never married, didn't have children. He planted nurseries and returned later to care for them. Unfortunately, there are no apple trees exist today from when he planted them.
Oh, man.
I know, it's a bummer, isn't it? And he's considered a folk hero in American history, Johnny Appleseed Day. See?
Cool.
Aren't you glad you're just a little bit better informed today on Johnny?
So they didn't mention the tin. Why is he wearing the thing on his head?
The tin hat?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Didn't mention that, huh?
What?
Okay.
Wanted to be a little different.
We'll move on.
Wanted to be a little different on Johnny Appleseed Day. Tomorrow, Sean Cassidy, a 67 okay. actor. Okay. Gwyneth Paltrow, very good actress.
Yeah.
She's 53.
Yep.
Lil Wayne, the rapper.
Yeah.
What they call Lollipop or something?
That's one of his songs.
One of his songs? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 43.
A couple very popular albums.
Okay.
The Carter series.
43. 1950, doesn't say who. The answering machine was invented.
Okay.
Now our answering machine is our phone.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't have it anymore.
Yeah. 1998, should have bought stock, James. Google was founded.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have loved to have bought stock at 1 year old.
1 year old, yeah. Ancestor Appreciation Day tomorrow. Appreciate your ancestors.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Hug a vegetarian. Do you know any vegetarians?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah,
okay.
I know vegetarians.
Right. Okay. I know a few.
I know a couple of vegetarians, a couple of vegans, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that full time.
I don't think I...
I admire people that do.
The thing is, I don't know if I could do...
That's great. Whatever your lifestyle you want to do or your lifestyle.
Yeah. I don't know if I could do it either.
I just don't know if I could do it full time.
I don't love vegetables enough.
Yeah, you do have to have a... And you have to be very creative.
Yeah.
On how you cook them.
Right.
And how you prepare them and do with them.
I will say this. I think I've mentioned this before, but the best... quote unquote chicken wings I've ever had, and granted I haven't had every chicken wing in the world,
right.
But the best chicken wings I've ever had were not chicken wings. They were cauliflower wings.
Oh yeah.
In Laramie. And I can't remember the name of the place, but it's a vegan restaurant in Laramie.
Okay.
And they were so good. I was blown
right.
away that I was eating cauliflower.
Really?
I was
right.
like, what?
Hey.
It was so good though.
Super. You know what else today is? Morning show host day. It's our day, James.
How about that? All right.
It's our day.
That's us.
Yeah, that's you and me.
We made it.
We
have our own day.
We're here. Hi, Mom.
We have our own day.
It is chocolate milk day. God, I never liked chocolate milk.
What?
No, I don't. I like chocolate milkshakes.
I don't like chocolate milk. What?
I don't care for chocolate milk, no. But I love chocolate milkshakes.
Okay.
So I'll do those.
I'll destroy chocolate milk.
Okay.
Forever.
All right. Crush a can day.
Okay, all sure. Right.
Day of forgiveness, James, forgive.
All right.
All right.
I'll try.
Okay. Well, at least you said you'd try.
I'll try, I guess.
That's a start, right? It is Save the Koala Day tomorrow.
Sure.
Yeah. Now let's see what's happening on Sunday. Bridget Bardot, actress. She's 91. Didn't realize she was still alive. All right.
Do you get a lot of that now?
Do you get a lot of that as you're
getting older? You're like, oh, she's still alive?
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I do that. 1892, the first night football game in America was played between Mansfield State Normal School. I love that.
Man, that's a tough name.
That's a tough one. Where you go? I go to Mansfield State Normal School. It's now Mansfield University, though. And Wyoming Seminary, not to be confused with anybody in Wyoming, the state. Okay. It is Sunday is also Fish Tank Floor Show Night.
Wait, what? Say it again.
Fish Tank Floor Show Night.
Okay.
Now, you have fish tanks in your house.
I do, yeah.
Yeah? So put on a light show.
I mean, they're always having a light show.
Well, see, there you go. Rabbit Day.
Sure.
Have you even noticed there's a lot more rabbits around town?
Well, you know the old
saying.
Is it just
me, or is it just seems like there's a lot more rabbits around?
You know the saying there, Bob.
They
like to reproduce.
Yes, they do. I'm just seeing them all kind of all over, not in any specific area. Seems like I've just seen a lot more rabbits lately.
We're being overtaken by rabbits.
Oh.
There's probably more.
See, I brought awareness to that because I just recently thought about that. I was just, you know, it's one of those things you subconsciously, oh, there's a rabbit.
Start to notice.
Oh, there's another rabbit.
How many times would it take for you, like how many, okay, so if you were just a normal day.
For me?
Yeah. How many times would it take for you to see an owl before you were like, that's weird. Why am I seeing, like, so if you saw an owl three times.
Now, an owl, not very many.
A
rabbit? Yeah, after a while.
A rabbit more so than an owl?
Yeah, and a rabbit, well, they're a little more, you know, you're going to see them a little more commonplace. But I've just noticed it. And I noticed it a lot more because, you know, I ride my bike most every night.
Right.
And so I'm in various neighborhoods, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of rabbits. I kind of thought about that the other day. I saw a bunch of them. I'm like, wow, I've seen a lot of rabbits. Okay.
See, for me, if we're
enough
owls,
of the rabbit day.
If we're owl, if I saw three owls in one day, I'd be like, what is going on?
Yeah, I go, wow, that's unusual. It's drink beer day on Sunday. Sure.
Is an Oktoberfest going on right now?
Well, I don't know.
In Germany?
Is that the big one?
I think so.
Okay.
I thought, well, I don't know anything about what I'm talking about.
All right.
About. 20, oh, yeah.
It's morning show host,
okay,
DJ.
So I said
we
it,
don't know what we're talking about.
I wasn't very confident, but it does say the 2025 date for Oktoberfest in Germany was September 20th.
Okay.
So, all which right. is weird because it's called Oktoberfest.
Right. Well, they do it literally because of weather, probably.
Probably,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Museum day on Sunday. Yeah, we got some great museums.
Definitely.
The Wyoming Natural History Museum out at Sheridan College. If you haven't been out there, go. They got cool dinosaurs, fossils, bones, rocks. Go! Out there at Simone Center, all right? They're doing a great job out there, by the way. And our new museum downtown?
Yeah.
Well, it's not new, but they moved to their new location.
Yeah.
Downtown, check it out. We got some great stuff going on. And we got in the Britain, you know, ghost.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Jeez. Good stuff. Ghost hunting day on Sunday.
Add that to the list of things I do want to do, but I'm too scared
really?
To actually do. Yeah. And here's the thing. I don't believe
I want to do that, but I'm too scared
well,
of the
I don't believe in
ghost
ghosts.
Hunting day.
I don't believe in ghosts at all either, but, you know.
James,
all it takes is once, and then I'm a believer.
That was funny. I want to go ghost hunting, but I'm afraid of ghosts.
A little too scared.
A little too scared for that.
But I don't believe in ghosts. I don't think they're real. But, you know,
okay.
All it takes is, you know, one experience, and then guess what? You believe.
Then you believe, right? Good neighbor day. Be a good neighbor day.
Yeah, all right. Sure.
All right. Strawberry cream pie.
Okay.
All right. Save your photos day.
I don't take,
you don't take
nearly enough photos to be a part of that.
But you need to get your Mega Millions. $500 million tonight.
Man,
almost.
It just keeps going up.
I know. I think I need to do that.
All right. I don't know.
Okay. Don't do any ghost hunting this weekend, okay, James?
I'll do my best. I leave on Monday,
you might be scared.
Yeah. I don't need to put that juju on me before I get on the old airplane.
I want to go hiking, but I'm afraid of getting lost.
That's fair.
That's fair, right?
That's, hey, you know what?
All
honestly,
right.
Fair enough.
All right, James. James got Swap Shop next hour. James will be in Casper tonight doing the production. Watch it. Bronx, Kelly Walsh, we'll have it. SheridanMedia.com. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Fox News on the way. Have an awesome weekend.